This is CDM's Grow Podcast, leading children's ministry with purpose. At CDM, our desire is to strengthen your church by connecting you to the people and resources you need to make disciples.
Hi, and welcome to Modeling the Message of the Gospel to Our Littles. I'm Lisa Updike. I'm the Director of Children's Ministries here at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And I'm really excited to be able to spend the next several minutes with you talking about one of my favorite topics, sharing the gospel with our little children. All right, so now we've taken time and we've set our vision. What's next? Well, of course, to communicate the vision. It's pretty tricky to carry out a vision if you don't know what it is. So let's take some time and hash it over with our children's ministries team. We want to explain it, have them give input. We want to roll it over in our minds. Begin our meetings by going over our vision statements. The other things we want to do is make sure we communicate it to our volunteers. Communicate that vision, mission, and expectation to the volunteers in every possible way you can. By word, by video, by letter, in your brochures. If at all possible, I also want to encourage you to make sure that those who are serving the children in your nurseries and in your early childhood classes are church members, people who are part of this beautiful covenant community, who have an understanding of what the gospel is, rather than using paid workers. Now, I know every church has different experiences and a different context, but the thing is, we don't want to rob our members of the high privilege of sharing the gospel with the next generation. I say over and over again that one generation shall praise his works to the next. We want our members to get it, and I want to encourage you to create a culture where in your church it is seen as a high value to serve. So if there's any way you can to lay aside those paid workers and have your members serving the families and the children. And I think as you communicate the vision that you have, that the Lord will do something in the hearts of your members and they will respond. We're also told to pray for our volunteers, to pray that the workers who are few will be plentiful. We pray to the Lord of the harvest. So if you're having a hard time with that, and I know we have a hard time too, we're going to pray with an expectation that God will provide. And so we share this vision with our team members, with our volunteers. We share it in a multitude of ways so that they can hear it and see it and experience it. Make sure that your parents understand the vision. Make sure you have it. Maybe you take one Sunday where you put it in your bulletin. Maybe you have it posted in your early childhood classrooms. Maybe you have it on your Welcome to the Nursery brochure so that they can see and understand that this is so much more than childcare, so much more. We're sharing the gospel. We are discipling our little covenant members. We are not Library Story Hour, though I think Library Story Hours are pretty swell. We are the church. We also want to actually communicate this vision with the children. Now, of course, we'll do that not in saying, well, the vision of the nursery ministry is, it will be communicated to the children by our deeds, by our acts, and by our prayers.